Welcome back to the Nightlife Podcast, Season 3, Episode 11. Back from El Santo Diablo here on Calle 8, and back with my friend Miguel Valenzuela. So, if you guys listened to last week's episode, we spoke about us and about our history and about where Miguel fits in that history and the things that he was able to do. And he spoke a lot about what I and our company have been doing or did for a few years. And
a long time, right?
So basically on you know, as we were talking, if you haven't listened to it, you should go do that now. Listen to the previous episode, because it's gonna set you up for this one, where we are gonna focus a little more on the things that you should not be doing, the mistakes that we made, the mistakes that we think other people made, and how to avoid those. So without further ado, let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Miguel, your biggest fuck ups. Let's dive right into that. What kind of things did you do that you think were fuck ups? Number one, first of all, that you see them as fuck ups, because some things, maybe I saw some as fuck ups,
right,
but you didn't, and vice versa, or mistakes in general. So what do you see as your biggest?
Well, the biggest mistake is first the ego. Let's start with that.
Okay.
When you start in this business and you have a lot of success at it, your ego gets in the way of a lot of things.
Okay.
The second thing.
So before you go into the second one, I'm gonna cut you there, and I'm gonna say this. Because this goes right into the whole idea of doing this.
Right, let's be real.
And it's being real.
Yeah.
Ego was the reason that we parted ways.
100%.
Was the reason. And it has been the reason why 100% of the times that my partnerships have not worked, the partnerships that we have had separate from the current.
Right.
It has been ego, including my own and the other side. It's usually... When there's an ego issue, it's not one side. If one side has an ego issue, it's usually fixable. But right. If there's an ego issue where two sides have an ego issue at that moment in time, you know, I'm glad to say that today our egos are something that we see anymore.
We're done. We're over that.
We care about the way we look, but we don't, you know, we don't focus on, we're not worry about our ego anymore. We know that we can come out here and actually be real and tell you guys about the mistakes we've made. You know, not gonna talk about my personal life. But
no, ego definitely gets on the way of doing smart business. And like you mentioned, our ego, when we could have done so much more together than separate, because we definitely had a special talent and the South Fork, you know, creation was something amazing,
right,
that we were able to accomplish together. But like you mentioned, I remember that conversation when we had the disagreement.
Correct.
That my ego, you know, I got up and I looked at Julio in his face and I told him, from now on, we're competition. And that was a tough look I gave him. Like, get ready, man, because this is going to be, you know, a fight.
And it was about a 20-hour talk. It's crazy. It was a long conversation.
Yeah, it was tough, man. It was tough. We were young. But you know something? We're both hungry. And I think that ego, if it's pride, it's going to work in your benefit. You need the pride. You need to have pride, man. You need to have a little bit of arrogance, a little bit of confidence and cockiness. Right. Because if you don't have that, then, you know, it's hard to succeed in life. But ego is a complete different monster, and that has to be avoided.
I agree 100%. Yeah. You said number two?
Number two is thinking, giving more importance to partying than the actual business. That was my biggest mistake. I actually believed I was a rock star. I actually believed the whole hype. You know, you have so many people surrounding you, you know, telling you how great you are, how great your parties are, and they feed so much, you know, compliments your way that you actually start believing that you're something special, right? And you believe that you are this rock star, and then I started partying like one. So that's the problem. That now I was very successful in my business. I was having these amazing events. But at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was already wasted.
I used to say, why party like a rock star when you can party as a promoter?
Right. Which is the same thing, pretty much. Even better as a promoter.
It's free.
Even better. It's free. But here's the problem.
No, it's not free. You're getting paid for it.
You're getting paid for it. Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, don't take me wrong. It's important to party. It's important to have a good time because that's where you're selling, right?
Right.
If you sell bread, you got to eat bread. You got to taste it, right?
Right.
But what's important is understanding what's
too
much.
Drug dealers would go against that saying. I mean, I understand they don't do, you know, the ones that do well. I hope I don't have any of you guys here. if you are.
I guarantee you there are drug dealers who started getting high on their own supplies and they fail,
sure.
Right?
And it is kind of the same thing. It is the same thing. I have by the way, I'm actually, even though I have partied a lot and I have had amazing times, I actually was trying to take note of how many times I actually had blackouts in my career, and there was a few back in the days. Lately, if I have one drink, I'm probably already drunk. I don't take the alcohol the way I used to, right, when I was doing party 6 days a week, and you know that was a different era for me now. You know, if I think about it, but drinking is part of the job for me, and it's part of I enjoyed it,
and it's fine. It's fine.
Exactly. I thank God I stood away from other types of party supplies, but
in Miami, which is very hard to do.
It is very hard,
yeah.
And as a matter of fact, it is. It's kind of. A little, unspoken rule in our company, and we are very, very, very clear about that we don't want it, So I'm glad that it's been that way for the past 25 years. So staying away from the partying was not, I wasn't that bad into the partying is what I'm trying to say, but I did have a lot of partners that were. And then in Colombia, we opened a club in Bogota, and four of our partners, which were actually the partners that were operating and running the night, were recovered alcoholics. Mm. So it was a new experience, and I couldn't be more happy with what the outcome was. It's crazy, because now they were recovered alcohol. It was like, for them, it was completely different. It was like, you didn't get this report of, there was $5,000 in comps because the partners were drinking like crazy. So that wasn't happening. So comps were low. And believe it or not, sales in Colombia are about the same as here. It's crazy.
Right.
They drink a lot in dollars. Mm-hmm. But anyway, so they did party a lot in their day, and it didn't end up well at the beginning. But then when we ran into them and became partners, it was a whole different story for them.
And good for them, because I wouldn't recommend a recovering alcoholic to being nightlife. You know, let's be real about that.
Correct.
You know, there's too much temptation, and you are in it. I personally decided to call it quits because I was making a lot of wrong lifestyle decisions, right? And it was affecting my life. I got out of Miami. You know, Miami to me was a vacuum cleaner, too many enablers. You know, I had too many friends. If I call Julio tomorrow, hey, I'm going to go to your party.
Right.
I guarantee you there's going to be a bottle waiting for me there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Why? Because there's the same thing for him. When he used to go to my events, those are the codes. You know, any promoter is going to treat you,
with the respect that they
expect from you. So I used to get so many free drinks, so many free VIPs, invited to all these events and all these parties, that I had to make the decision to get out of Miami. But let me just say,
ask Gerardo Cruz.
Oh, my God.
He's probably out right now for happy hour.
Well, Gerardo started a little later in the game, so Gerardo still has that energy that I completely lost, right? I was extremely lucky that I really liked sports and I was into basketball.
Yeah.
So that kind of gave me a little bit of a balance for me to keep going. And maybe my hunger and my pride, whatever you want to call it, that I wanted to continue to be one of the best. But, man, partying was destroy me, and I didn't even know it, right?
That's the main issue, is that the fact that you do it but you don't really realize it, that is actually destroying your at the time. That's it only after it really happens and you start to feel
start realizing it.
Exactly. But it takes time, because I today, for example, with my like any new partner that I have that is younger, that's just started recently, or somebody that I'm mentoring in a different city or whatever, when I talk about this subject, it's usually when I see them on a Sunday night going out, right, or on a Monday night or a Tuesday, and I'm like, this is when you're supposed to be resting, and do other things. You could hang out with people because you want to be around people as much as possible.
Right, you want to be networking, right?
Exactly, but it doesn't need to be with a bottle at a venue, you know, with music till 5 a.m. and then going to breakfast and, mm-hmm. and continue that lifestyle 7 days a week because right. it's going to pay its tolls. So it is a subject that most of the time, what they answer to me is, you're just old, you know?
Right.
And yeah, it is. Well, that's why I'm telling you.
Yeah, that's why he knows better. And people right. like us can teach you a lot because we've been through it, man. And let me say something that's like key. While you're drunk, you're missing important business opportunities, man. Because you are networking with so many people and you can start, you know, working on so many different projects, and you can use that trampoline that you have in front of you to right. take your life and your career to levels unimaginable, right? So in my case, I know for a fact that if party was not my priority, if I didn't, you know, wasted so much money partying, if I was smart about all the money that I was making, I would be a millionaire easily right now.
Right.
Easily, I will be a millionaire. And I'm not. And I'm not because of the decisions that I make. So, right. you know, you could be having a conversation on a table with someone important, but because you are prioritizing partying, you're not paying attention to that. All you want to do is have fun. You're looking at the girls. You're enjoying yourself. You're enjoying the glory. Everyone patting you in the back. You're amazing. You're the greatest. Man, and all that is not real. It's an illusion. None of those people really care about you. They like you, and that's important, but they don't care about you. So you have to understand that.
I would realize it usually Sundays during the day.
How lonely you felt, right?
Lonely Sundays. That's what the, you know, if you do a party in the biz, do it on a Sunday so that all of the promoters, bartenders, everybody that's like feeling bad, call it Lonely Sundays and mm-hmm. bring them over to have a talk and bring a psychiatrist. So, yeah, anyway.
Yeah, and that's true. That's real talk right
now.
No,
it is
true.
It is real, but then again, stay away from the partying like crazy. I believe that's one of the biggest.
And it's important to party. By the way, don't take me wrong. I'm talking about exceeding yourself.
Everything in excess is bad.
It's bad. Anyway. It's bad. So stay away from that. Third thing, you want to talk about the
third
thing?
Of course.
And this is, to me, probably the most important one. Save your money. Save it, man. You know, just because you're making this amount of money today doesn't mean you're going to make it tomorrow. And when you're making that money, save it. Don't yeah. waste it, you know, buying bottles, partying. I used to order sushi, man, every day. You know, just bring me sushi here, right. boom, pay it like nothing. You know, buying the nice cars, you know, going to all the cool parties and all the expensive restaurants, you know, thinking that I needed to live that lifestyle.
You know, I think in a way we always excused it with, if I am doing this, I have to be seen this way.
Right.
So there was a little bit of, you know, we're trying to tell ourselves that this is real. Imagine if social media was around back then.
Right.
We would have been even worse. You know,
even worse.
Because we would have been, you know, I'm,
yeah,
I'm
taking
here
pictures
with
all
my
that.
Porsche, you know, taking right. a picture with a car and you know, whatever, on a boat. I mean, we did stupid things when it comes to money.
Right.
I mean, we had an argument one day with a salesman because we were going to Key West. And we were invited by a group of friends to go to Key West, and they were all bringing wave runners. Mm-hmm. And we didn't have wave runners. And we were going with Toñito and that group, Juan Carlos Angel, all those guys. And
the boys.
And yeah, and we were like, okay, so we don't have wave runners, so let's go buy wave runners and then go to Key West so that we all have wave runners. Let's do it. We go there, we get to the place, they show us, they're about to close, and then and they go, how are you guys paying for this? We're like, no, I guess, you know, check our credits so we can, you know, buy them. The guy basically said, no, guys, you guys are not going to get approved for this, so don't even bother me, don't waste my time. We left, and we're like, but like 5 blocks away, we look at each other. It was Victor and Kia in the car, and we're like, fuck this guy, dude. Like, seriously, we're not going to go to Key West without the waiver.
Let's
get back. We went back, and we knocked on the door. They actually did close, mm-hmm. and they came open like that, and we go, look, we were looking at those two wave runners. We want to take those two wave runners. We want to pay cash, and we don't want that guy to be our salesman. Who wants the commission? They opened, sold us the two wave runners. We're fucked.
The ego.
It was our ego. We actually, I remember using the wave runner for 10 hours total. That's it. That's all that wave runner was used.
Wow.
And it drowned and it was never used again. And a friend of mine kept it at his house forever and ever and I never saw it again. But like those kinds of decisions or stupid decisions as getting married at like 22 or 23. Yeah. I don't know, right? You know, which I actually thought I was doing the right thing because I was, it was one of the things that I did thinking this is going to keep me away from partying too much and just going out with all the different girls every time or whatever. You know, it wasn't a right decision. I lost a lot of money to marriage, to also, to divorces, to bad divorces. But when it comes to money, the worst decision that I made, I believe, was trust without getting something signed.
Right.
And trusting long-term relationships, which is an issue that I have because it's something I haven't been able to fix. I still give anybody the benefit of the doubt
right.
for some reason, even though I keep telling myself, you know what, I gotta be different about this and not do it again and just stop trusting people. I don't know. I'm like, unless they fuck up.
Don't change that about yourself.
So I've tried.
Because I am the same way and I'm trying not to change it because you have to somehow be able to trust people to be able to accomplish things in life.
Right.
You know, you cannot be guarded and afraid all the time. Right. But I think the difference now, Julio, is that before we didn't know about business. We learn about business on the go and with the failures. Now I don't do any business transaction without a lawyer and a signed agreement. I don't do it.
So that's where the trust when it's not non-business oriented,
right.
I'm 100% good with. I don't mind continuing to trust people in that sense. When it comes to business, is where things definitely I had to force myself into changing.
Right.
And the last two transactions that were in the wrong, you know, that went the wrong way, one was a big one monetarily, and it was our second Yahe, because it's South Fork Madhouse Yahe, we're a great thing. But then we decided to do Yahe all over. We did it at Bayside.
Right.
And we just trusted what was offered to us.
I was there.
Yeah. And I was just like, you know what? I'm putting all my eggs in this basket because I know what this may, you know, happen before. Even I was, at that time, I was purchasing. I told my wife, no, I'm using this money too.
Right.
And we're putting all of this there. And she's like, oh my God. And then I had to hear the I told you so part because it went wrong very fast. Right. But it was just, you know, it was something that I can go on another day and just talk about that one thing and explain exactly what went wrong. But sometimes you don't want to, I mean, we are in a position where we can be partners at a venue without putting our money.
Right.
Why do it any other way around?
Well, right. I believe that maybe you see it as a mistake because maybe it didn't work out, right? Because the whole situation didn't work out for you monetarily, right? I understand why you guys did it. You guys partner with a person that is extremely knowledgeable in the industry. You know, I'm not going to mention names because I don't know if I can, but, you know, I worked with him before and this is a very business savvy man. So if you're going to invest your money into opening your own venue and you have a person that has done it before with the expertise and the resume that he had, I think you guys were trusting that between you, your expertise and his, it was going to be a success. So,
and it wasn't our first. We had another bar together in Kendall, actually.
It was a risk that didn't work out. But you know what, Julio, man, you know, and you know this better than anyone, if you don't fail and if you don't do things like that, you're not going to make it in life.
Correct.
You know, I don't see it as a mistake.
So the reason I see it as a mistake is because there's more to it in the story. That's why.
Gotcha.
It's more of the promises that were made were not what it was really. So it got a little darker.
So that's a different.
I need 2 hours for that one. So by the way, the venue is getting ready to open soon. So you guys have an idea. The restaurant opens at 5 p.m. It's now like 2:30, I believe. 3 p.m. as we're recording this. And it's been about 2 hours already that people have been here coming in and out and working. So for those of you that are not in the industry, a lot of shit goes on behind the scenes
right.
all the time, every day. So All right, so getting back to the mistakes. Yeah, it has to do saving. Money is very important. I mean, I've had, it's mostly my family, the ones that have been always on the, hey, you're doing great, but make sure you save.
Right.
Sure. And I've, you know, the good thing is I have lived my life in a way where I do not, I don't know, I see money as something that I am given for whatever reasons.
Because you're,
for
you,
what
you're
I do.
Used to making it with some, it's hard, but with some type of ease. I had that problem. For me, it was very easy to make money.
Right, so that's what.
The problem was keeping it. That's the problem.
So you overspend. You know,
right.
You overspend. You lived a luxurious life, and that's mm-hmm. and that's what made a difference. So I'm there with you.
And I'm gonna say something to you.
By the way, my wife has been the one that has controlled my spending, which I'm glad.
Very smart.
You know, and I actually have not even looked at my bank account.
Roshi,
5 years.
Keep him away from the money,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah, she handles all finance. She just goes one day, we need money. I go, work harder, money comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the way it works.
Right.
I mean, and she works her ass off too.
Yeah.
So, plus 3 children. So, yeah. Anyway. So, yeah, by the way, that's another thing. Finding the right partner in life, not just in...
Don't just marry... the hot girl, because the hot girl is not going to give you anything.
I just got
which,
lucky.
Which, by the way, his wife is very pretty.
With I just all, got lucky in that sense.
Yeah, he got lucky in that one. You gotta look for the right things in a partner, whether it is a woman, a man, whether you're straight, gay, whatever you are, look for the right things, because if you get the wrong partner, you're screwed, man.
Yeah.
But talking about the savings thing, I'm going to tell you a very quick story, because I want people to actually listen to us, man. And I want you to take this advice. There's a very good promoter in Miami. His name is Robin, right? He's a very successful promoter, by the way.
Oye.
Oye, chico. Que hola. Robin, Cuban promoter. You know, he has done great for his life. I saw a lot of me in him. You know, the way he's so energetic, charismatic, and so full of life. So I remember I told him, I said, Robin, take this advice, save your money. I told him. Like 6 years later, we were at a yacht party with Arnold. Arnold, the best yacht parties in Miami, by the way. This guy's amazing. We love you, Arnold, bro. You know, I was there with Magic Juan, who is one of my best friends. Love you, bro. And Robin got there. And he came to me and he just go, Miguel, I listened to you, man. And I go, what do you mean? I forgot about it. He was like, I listened to you. I saved my money. And I'm so happy I did. You have no idea how happy that made me. And those are the kind of things that Julio, that's why I respect so much what he's doing, is that we want you to do things the right way. We want you to learn. We want you to be successful, man. Your success, it's something that when I see my friends being successful, that makes me extremely happy. And that made me so happy, and I'm so glad you listened to me, Robin. And I hope more people listen to what I'm saying. Save your money, because if you don't, you're gonna regret it, man.
Correct. Man, Robin, I need some of that money. So anyway.
Me too, man.
So, all right, so man, those are strong things. All three of those are very, very important. When it comes to mistakes that have to do more with the actual work per se,
mm-hmm.
You know, of things like the wrong DJs, the wrong venues, doing business with the wrong person. But I don't know what if there are things that you can think of that are no-nos that people do, because you know, it's hard to think of those. You know, when you look at everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're looking from the top. And I mean, every week you fix a little bit here, twitch a little bit from this, from that, learn all the time.
Right.
You know, what kind of people to hire or not to hire, when to fire or not to fire, you know, who to help grow
mm-hmm.
or not, which is one thing I'm, you know, I was really bad on that. I remember Aurelio telling me at one point, saying, actually not telling me, but saying out loud at one point, anybody that starts a new thing and is trying to build something, I want to make sure that not just us, as me and La Covacha, as a, you know, as an enterprise, but also la misma gente, let's work together so that we can cut their wings,
right,
and not let them grow, you know, so that we, and I was, at the time I was like, yeah, but nowadays I'm like, I'm helping other people grow,
right,
you know, and it's just coming back to us without being in any way related to a specific business or business with them. You know, actually, sometimes it has to do with growing with those people that we're helping,
mm-hmm.
but it's mostly, I guess, the universe.
Right.
You know, whatever it is, it's just doing good and that, doing it and doing it for us without thinking about the money. So I don't know.
It's what you're saying is a huge mistake. I mean, it works for a lot of people. You know, you want to be a cutthroat businessman, and it might work for you, but I believe that helping others and working with others is going to make you a lot more successful than trying to do everything yourself and trying to prevent what you cannot prevent. When people are going to be successful, they're going to be successful with or without you. I'll tell you something very quick. Okay? Because of my parting between the, you know, when I got to 34, mm-hmm. you know,
last
I'm going to say my age.
Last year.
Yeah, last year. When I got to 34, I lost the passion for nightlife. Yeah. Every day I wanted to quit, man, because it was not fun anymore for me. It was more of a struggle. So losing that passion made me vulnerable in the industry. So I wasn't that powerful anymore. I wasn't that untouchable anymore. But I still thought I was, right? Which is a big mistake.
Right.
Here comes the ego. I always...
That's why he's wearing the Clark Kent glasses now and not the cape.
Right. I'm Clark Kent. I'm not Superman anymore. Or maybe I thought I was Superman. That was maybe, I don't know what, Joker or something.
No, but you know, believing in yourself is very important.
It's important. Believing in yourself is important.
And you mentioned at the beginning, not just believing in yourself, but actually having a little bit of that. It's not the ego, but having the confidence.
The pride. Yeah,
being
the pride and the confidence.
And confident. And man, I had a meeting with guys here last week because we're going to partner with some guys over mm-hmm. here on the Thursday night event. It's a huge venue. You guys are gonna love it if you come by. And the conversation started wrong, but then over, you know, like it just went back. Sorry, my alarm that I gotta drink water. Yeah. So it started a little bit like, you know, we are here, and then us answering. You know, it was an ego conversation, mm-hmm. one way or the other, and then a mediator came into the meeting from the venue. And basically said, this is what these guys are doing, and this is what you guys are bringing to the table, and this is why I want you guys to be together.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, our egos are now down. We all have the same egos,
right.
And let's make it happen. You know, and it's yep. just, sometimes somebody else has to come and
right.
bring everybody else down, because you do have that pride. And if you believe in yourself, which now I'm glad that those guys believed in themselves too,
right.
And it wasn't just like I came as a shark and took over and said, you know what? No, you're not who we are,
right?
And so you know, I'm glad that it went in that direction. Anyway,
yeah. So hi.
So let's do something so that we can close mm-hmm. this. Switch around and finish with how you make it a success. Building a party. What is the main secret sauce that he needs to make it a success? Even if you're a bar owner, if you are
right.
a promoter, anybody who's starting in this or has been doing this for a while, and you're throwing your event, what exactly is it that makes it?
Well, it's going to be impossible for me to explain everything that we, that's why you have your course and your book, right? Because
correct.
There's a lot of details to cover, but I'm gonna say something very quick. And this is my number one rule. Aside from building the right concept, and aside from having the right DJ and making the right music format and understanding what crowd you want to attract and how you're going to make yourself different than everyone else doing parties, because you got to do that. I call this, and this works for the business owner or the promoters, I call this the 5-party rule. You got to start with the night you want it to be your strongest night. Let's say Saturday night, right? So you got to make sure you have an incredible grand opening, because the grand opening is the door that's going to open curiosity.
Correct,
right?
Correct.
So you got to work around 6 weeks to do a very good grand opening, right?
Right. Right.
Once you guarantee the success of that grand opening, in the meantime, while you have your plan of execution...
By the way, that's why the course takes 2 months.
Yeah, it's not easy. You have to understand that the grand opening is not going to make your night successful. So you got to line up four events after that, the five-party rule, and you need to pack that place five times in a row. You pack it five times in a row, I guarantee you, you're going to build a successful night. Because from there, it's going to be more maintenance, which you're still going to have to work.
Word of mouth is going to be amazing.
Right, but here's the thing. When you work towards building that incredible grand opening, you're already working on, okay, the second night, it's Halloween, whatever, right?
Correct.
Now you're going to do a badass Halloween party, and you're going to implement things like, okay, whose birthday is coming up? Every single promoter that's working with me, we got to make sure we have at least 30 birthdays. Can we talk to these people that do this once a month event? Tell them to do that event here on that second night. Now you're guaranteeing the success of the second night. Then you keep repeating that process for five nights in a row. Why? The first night is a big success. What's going to happen is that people are going to walk out with an excitement, and they're going to talk about it.
Correct.
It was an incredible event. I had an amazing time. But guess what? Less than half of the people that went to the grand opening are going to come back the second night. So now you have a void to fill. They're going to tell people how great it was, and those people are going to have already a high expectation of that night. So they're coming with a high expectation. Don't give them a suck. Don't suck at it, man. Don't give them a bad party, because that's where you die. Like, your fire won't last a second. So
don't overpromise and underdeliver.
Right. Ever. They're going to come with the hype. Oh, my God, I heard it was amazing. Make sure that second, third, fourth, fifth night is amazing. Because you're going to start getting a lot of attention, a lot of people coming to see what it is that people are talking about. You give them what they expect. Make sure you do it for those five consecutive events. You have a successful night. Then you go and you start your Friday night, your Thursday night, and you keep repeating the same formula. Right. And that's only one little detail, by the way.
Right. And I would definitely say, I mean, you, after those five events that he's talking about straight, you know, in a row, make sure you stay sometime, continue to build on that. Now your work is going to be easier, but don't try to jump into your second night or your third right away,
right,
unless you're super established. But if you're just getting started, take a little more time in between one and the other. That's one thing I always, you know, talk to everybody that's building something new. A lot of the guys that have jumped that part have come back and said, you know what, I closed my second event, you were right, you know. So don't blame it on season, because you should be on top of season. You should know when season is and not start at that time.
Right.
So Miguel, dude, I think there's a lot of sauce there for people. I think there's a lot of value in what you have brought to the podcast. And I know that people are going to want to be asking you a lot of questions. You gave your Instagram last time, but I'm going to, you know, actually invite you here on camera to join me and actually bring a lot of what you have to those students and those clients. Maybe we do a live once in a while or anything, you know, who knows? Maybe we build a course on something specific or whatever. But I know you have a lot of to give, and they would appreciate it. So,
well, Julio, I appreciate the respect, man. I have a lot of respect for you. It was a pleasure not only, you know, the being partners with a person like you, but having you as a competitor was definitely an incredible fun ride.
Agree on that one 100%.
And yeah, it'll be my pleasure, man. Anything that I can do to help you, you know, teach others and help others, you know, become successful in nightlife, you can count on me, buddy. So.
Definitely. So thanks again, Miguel. And
thank you.
Guys, remember, you can follow Miguel. What's your Instagram?
Instagram at Miami Miguel.
If you have any questions, you can catch him there. You find me at The Nightlife Entrepreneur on Instagram, nightlifepodcast.com. Now we have nightlife.university. where all the courses are going to be. And you have the book on Amazon. And I hope to see you guys next week.